Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved a $15,000 grant to support local park renovations at its regular meeting Tuesday. The board debated the amount to be pledged to the Lamar's Area Betterment Foundation, which asked for $50,000 from the board as a show of public support. The motion to pledge $15,000 was approved by Supervisors John Meese, Board Chair Don Cass, and Doug Manley, contingent on the foundation receiving a grant through the program Enhance Iowa. The parks must also be open to all residents of Plymouth County. Supervisor Mike Van Otterloo and Craig Anderson voted against the measure. Van Otterloo had suggested a pledge of $20,000 instead, saying he made the suggestion because of a precedent that had been set nearly 10 years ago, and he thought that with inflation, the pledge could have been higher.
I felt that because it had been a few years ago, that $20,000 would be more appropriate. And there were others who felt it should have been less than that. There may have been some who thought that $15,000 was a little bit too high.
Board Chair Don Cass said he decided on a $15,000 pledge to the foundation based on the same precedent Van Otterloo referenced concerning funding for a local swimming pool.
It's similar to what we did with the city of Akron for their swimming pool proposal. They're applying for various grants. This one would be the Enhance Iowa grant that the city's looking for, and I believe that figure that they're trying to get is $250,000. I think that there was a similar one for Akron, and then there was a one even before that, I believe, that for the city of Lamar's that we did agree to.
Cass added that the pledge would help the local community.
That having been said, the reason this is taking place is what we're doing is providing local match as an enhancement for the grant being awarded to the city of Lamar's and the Community Betterment Foundation. So, you know, what we do with these is we do it to bring more money into Plymouth County.
The Lamar's Betterment Foundation is looking for matching funds to help the organization gain grants from Enhance Iowa and the Missouri River Historic District to pay for improvements to several local parks. In other business this week, the supervisors all supported renewing the lease for Family Solutions in a downtown building and the continuation of funding a mental health advocate position. Van Otterloo said the role of the mental health advocate is increasingly important as the state takes over mental health services, and the Sioux River Mental Health Board will cease to exist.
The state has decided that's the route they're going to go, and there no longer be that local control. So we do need this advocate for Plymouth County, and Don was very supportive. I know who this person is too. She's worked in Plymouth helping us with some mental health stuff, and we by statute need to keep her on board.
The Lamar's Betterment Foundation is expected to find out whether it will be awarded the Enhance Iowa grant to fund local parks by the end of July. Governor Kim Reynolds has vetoed a bill that would have made it harder for Summit Carbon Solutions to seize land along the pipeline route from unwilling property owners. Reynolds said she respects both sides in the debate over the use of that eminent domain authority, but added the bill is too broad and affects other type of energy infrastructure. The Ethanol Industry and Iowa Corn Growers Association have been urging Reynolds to reject the legislation. Monty Shaw is with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association.
The governor did a really good job explaining there's a lot of problems with this bill.
Shaw added that the bill would have diminished Iowa's ethanol industry as well as prospects for Iowa corn farmers.
Carbon capture and sequestration is the key to unlocking almost all of the new markets.
House Speaker Pat Grassley, the top Republican in the House, has called for a special session of the legislature to override the governor's veto. Republican Bobby Kaufman, a Republican from Wilton, helped craft the bill.
Kim Reynolds has failed the state of Iowa. Kim Reynolds has soiled her legacy, and her legacy is now spitting in the face of landowners and being Bruce Rastetter's errand girl.
Bruce Rastetter is the founder of Summit Carbon Solutions. Kaufman says Reynolds has been steadfast in her defense of constitutional rights over her tenure as governor, and he'd expected her to sign the bill into law. Senate Republican leader Jack Whitver says he supports the governor's decision to veto the bill, and he expects a majority of Senate Republicans would not be interested in any attempt to override her veto. Whitver adds that a significant majority of Senate Republicans support a better policy to protect landowner rights. Shaw, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association's executive director, says the industry is open to negotiations. The governor says she wants to work with lawmakers to strengthen landowner protections, modernize permitting, and respect private property. That's a look at KLEM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.